Civilian volunteers help Ukrainian soldiers prepare for a Russian army advance. There's a growing sense of urgency in the city of Zaporizhia. The Ukrainian army says Russian tank columns are less than 40 kilometers away.
We didn't invade them, they invaded us. He took Crimea, then he took Donbass. Now he's come to our city. I have children. I don't want them here giving orders.
Men move equipment along freshly dug trenches on the outskirts of town. They overlook checkpoints from positions hidden in the trees. This is one of a growing number of checkpoints around the city of Zaporizhia. Now, most of the men that you see here are members of the Civil Defence Forces. They are volunteers. They say that the Russian army has positioned itself in the next town down this road. The men come from all walks of life.
I used to teach maths and physics at my local school, but 2 days ago the Russian army took control of my town, so I signed up to fight.
Restaurants, including the local McDonald's, have been donating food. Pharmacies have given what medicine they can spare for the volunteers to treat the injured.
We are here to treat emergencies, stopping bleeding, for example. We then take them to hospital.
Armed volunteers prepare to be taken to positions around the city. Morale is high. Close by, a group of men and women wait to sign up to fight.
I don't want my family killed. I won't allow them to march on our land. They are the occupiers and they should be eliminated.
If need be, I will fight. Give me a weapon. I want to poison him.
The young and old help fill bottles with petrol. Molotov cocktails for those who want to fight but don't have a gun.
I have a family. I can't do anything else to help them. We are honest and bright people, but the situation is dark right now.
A people prepare to defend their city against an invader they know is close. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Zaporizhia, Eastern Ukraine.